You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hitting a significant milestone, the Sensex today breached the 60,000 mark for the first time ever, while the Nifty too inched closer to the 18,000 mark. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you're listening to the Top News Podcast. From the Sensex journey to 60,000, the row over Google's leaked report to Amazon's new OTT channels. I'm back here with the top updates from India and around the world. But before we discuss more about the market rally, let's first take a look at some other top headlines of September 24th, and as we progress, I'll share more details. Amazon launched Prime Video Channels, which has brought 8 OTTs on a single platform. Google and Competition Commission of India's tussle over a leaked report reached the court today, where Google accused the regulator of leaking like a sieve. Meanwhile, did you know that more than 500 employees of Freshworks, which recently launched its IPO in the US, have become crorepatis? Next up, bondholders of China's Evergrande are in a limbo over the firm's debt crisis. Moving on, Bajaj Electrical says that price hikes are inevitable as it saw a sluggish demand in September. On the other hand, Tata Motors has achieved a cumulative electric vehicle sales mark of 10,000 units. First up, let's take a look at the market. The Indian equity benchmarks reached a new peak today as Sensex was off record high and the Nifty was above 17,850. Strength in IT and automobile helped the market achieve the milestone, while real estate stocks remained in high demand. The Sensex index ended 160 points higher at 60,048, while the broader NSE Nifty 50 benchmark gained 15 points to settle at 17,838. This historic rally of Sensex to 60,000 has even made market participants joke that the index is now a senior citizen. Well, it took a little over 31 years for the Sensex to traverse from 1,000 points to the historic 60,000 level. The benchmark index was at 1,000 points back on July 25, 1990, and then took nearly 25 years before it touched the 30,000 mark on March 4, 2015. Then, in January 2021, Sensex was at 50,000, and within 9 months, it has touched 60,000. Sensex has also outperformed other emerging markets. Moving on, China Evergrande slipped toward a kind of a limbo today as time ticked away on an interest payment deadline, which global markets are watching for signs of default. The Chinese real estate company owes $305 billion and has run short of cash. The markets are worried a collapse could pose systemic risk to China's financial system and reverberate around the world. Amid the debt crisis, furious small investors have protested Evergrande's offices to try and retrieve their life savings sunk into properties and wealth management products of the company. The company has promised to prioritize such investors and resolved one coupon payment on a domestic bond this week, which has given markets a glimmer of hope. Next up, a look at Freshworks, the first Indian software as a service company to get listed on the Nasdaq Stock Exchange. While the company has seen more than 500 of its employees in India becoming crorepatis in the process, Freshworks co-founder Girish Mathrubhutam said that IPO has given him a great sense of fulfillment, given that more than 76% of Freshworks employees hold shares in the company. The co-founder also says that of these 500 employees who have become crorepatis, around 70 are under the age of 30. They passed out of college only a few years ago. Moving on, Amazon has turned an OTT distributor in India as it launched Prime Video Channels to offer content from as many as 8 streaming services. The OTT players include Lionsgate Play, Discovery Plus, DocuWay, Eros Now, Mubi, Shots TV, Poikoi, and Manorama Max. Amazon believes a single platform for multiple video streamers gives customers the convenience of not having to toggle between apps and managing multiple payment cycles. India is Amazon's latest market for Prime Video channels, which is a tried and tested model across 11 other countries. Amazon has so far struck partnerships with 350 OTT partners globally to get on board Prime Video channels. Here's a look at the tussle between Google and the Competition Commission of India. Today, the Delhi High Court was hearing a plea by Google against the CCI over a leaked report. Google accused the antitrust regulator of being a habitual offender by leaking confidential information of cases it was examining. The accusation, however, was rejected by the watchdog. This comes as reports had last week stated that an investigation by the CCI has found that Google abused its dominant position of Android operating system in India, using its high financial muscle illegally to hurt competitors. CCI said Google's plea was wholly misplaced and an attempt to frustrate the proceedings related to its Android smartphone agreements. While the High Court observed that the leaks are unfortunate, it noted that prima facie it is not inclined to stay proceedings. The court will examine the Director General's investigation report and then resume hearing on September 27. Moving on, Tata Motors says that its electric vehicles have achieved a cumulative sales milestone of 10,000 units. The firm had entered the electric vehicle space with Tagore EV as a fleet offering and then expanded to the personal segment with the launch of Nexo EV in January 2020. Meanwhile, Bajaj Electrical said that September has been slightly sluggish in terms of demand. The firm was still hopeful at the start of the festive season, but post Ganesh Chaturthi, it again saw a little dip. Anuj Poddar, executive director of Bajaj Electricals, said that the company is having to fight for demand and sales compared to last year when things were just going off the shelves on their own. With that, we end this podcast, but before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any query or suggestion, do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back on Monday with the top headlines of the day. Until then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com. Thank you for listening.